Imagine you're walking through a village in a war zone in Iraq. Suddenly, a bomb explodes. Guns are firing. Children are crying. The distinct smells of diesel fuel and burning flesh waft through the air as the ground rumbles beneath your feet. It's all very disturbing. Except this isn't an Iraqi village. It's a therapist's office at the University of Central Florida. The clinic has been using virtual reality as part of an exposure therapy program to treat PTSD in combat veterans since 2010. Deborah Bidell's the clinic director. She says many patients struggle with everyday tasks like shopping or going to the gas station.
We never think that people's traumatic memories are going to go away. But what we want to do is dislocate those triggers from the anxiety. So from now on, a person could smell diesel fuel and not worry that an IED is going to explode and their best friend is going to be killed.
38-year-old Kevin Tergliaferra is an Army National Guard veteran and served in Afghanistan. He's battled anger and manic depression and says it was damaging his relationship with his family.
Where I'd get aggravated with the kids, or I wouldn't want to engage with the kids because I'm too on edge when we go somewhere. Anything outside my little comfort zone was a no-go.
Tergliaferra participated in UCF's three-week intensive treatment program. Every day, he put on virtual reality goggles and watched scenes that reflected his personal experience. Besides visuals, therapist Keith Smith also uses sounds and scents. There's even a platform under the chair that vibrates.
We tell the patients initially that this is going to be a very uncomfortable process. So as a therapist, while I'll be looking for signs of physical arousal, shaking, teary-eyed, you know, muscle tension, those type of things.
Smith says patients get calmer with each session and reveal more details about their trauma. Tergliaferra says he was shocked to see himself open up.
The layers, they just peel back and they get you to your core. It's like, really? Come on, you know? At first, it's like you don't want to, but you break down and do it, and it's absolutely amazing.
Patients are in the clinic all day for 3 weeks. They also take part in group therapy and learn techniques to avoid relapse. Smith says part of the treatment involves taking off the goggles and walking around places they may have previously avoided, like the crowded UCF campus.
Learning that they can tolerate that distress and learning that, hey, I may not feel comfortable, but I can do this.
Deborah Bidell says a study they conducted with about 100 patients found two-thirds of them no longer had PTSD once they completed the program. The clinic now is developing new software that can create more scenarios to fit patients' personal experiences. Bidell cites a Marine who came to the clinic and struggled to respond to a scene that had men wearing Army uniforms.
It's distracting because I keep looking at that guy next to me and going, that's the wrong uniform. So we have to get to that level of detail, and our new VR tool will allow us to do that.
The Department of Defense is also paying the clinic to create virtual reality programs at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Fort Gordon, Georgia, and the Naval Medical Center in Portsmouth, Virginia. The goal is to bring the technology to more active duty personnel and study whether the therapy affects them differently if they receive it on the bases where they live. In Orlando, I'm Stephanie Colombini.